Real Talk on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. Live and local with Monica J.
Happy Tuesday. Happy Groovy Tuesday. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3, 99.1 FM Talk. I am so glad to have you for whatever time I can get you. 10 to noon every weekday. Your live and local FM talk station, whatever you want to talk about. I try to lead, but if you want to take the lead and talk about something different, hey, that is awesome with me because that means you're getting involved and you want to talk about things that are important. Like today's poll question at 991fmtalk.com. Do you think it's too early to be reopening businesses in Nevada? Getting a lot of pushback on people being out and about in public. So got a couple answers here for you. Yes, no, or never should have been closed in the first place. Guess which one I'm going to vote for. Never should have been closed in the first place. Just my thought, just my opinion. And that's why I invite you to join me on Saturday. Me personally, at the Recall Sisolak rally here in Reno, we're going to be starting out in Rancho San Rafael Park. And then we're going to take a little walk. And we're going to wind back up in Rancho San Rafael Park this Saturday. And just in case anybody's worried, I have, you know, some little flyers to go out that said if law enforcement tries to arrest, then, you know, they are in violation of the Constitution. But would they? Locally? With all the shams going on, shams, scams, I think there's a different degree of scamminess in there, whether you say sham or scam. Big news yesterday. Saw that Renown put out, they were able to convert the parking garage. Double the capacity of beds at Renown. $11 million. Why? Not that many people have COVID-19 here. And even fewer are in the hospital. And we have 5 hospitals. Why would you spend $11 million to do that? Putting on a game face, people. Putting on a game face. Showing you that they're ready. Kind of like having FEMA trailers around the community. If anything happens, we're ready. I don't know. Does that put your mind at ease? Or does it upset you that that much money was spent on nothing? On fear-mongering. And now, Chuck Schumer's all excited because they passed a 500, well, they haven't passed it yet, but have they passed it yet? No, they've kind of worked it out. It was just a straight bill to get $250 million back into small business loans, into the SBA. But that's not good enough for the Democrats because the Democrats have to put a bunch of BS into it. And some of that BS was more money going to the hospitals. More money going to the hospitals. If something did turn out to be a plague, to be a pandemic, which I'm sorry. This wasn't a pandemic to me. All it was an overblown epidemic that shut down the United States of America and violated people's constitutional rights. And we're not going to have that. So please, Saturday, join me. Love to see you out there. They're also going to do it in Carson City. So if you're in the Carson City area, also going to do it again in Las Vegas. In Las Vegas. Why? Because people are sick and tired of what's going on here. Not only your rights being violated, your savings accounts being wiped out, people in desperation of losing their businesses, which I do have another question for you as I get sidetracked here. It's the way my mind is literally going 1,000 miles a minute. Is Ruth's Chris considered a small business? I would consider them, in my opinion, I would consider them just another corporation, large restaurant chain. Why did they get $20 million in SBA funds? Was it again that whole first come, first serve? People can't get their loans here. The money that it was truly meant for, truly meant for, and the big guys just come in and snatch it up. I thought the feds were supposed to be overseeing this. But I guess it's the bank's choice. So now we know what the banks think about you. This is all wrong. Now they've come up with $500 billion. $500 billion to go back in into relief. The Democrats just can't keep their hands out of it from screwing it all up. If there is ever a business owner that is out there that is a Democrat that is watching this, I really want to know, are you going to switch parties? Because while they sit in and, 70% of celebrities included here, while they sit in their mansions lecturing all of us to stay home, to stay away from family and friends, to just cower in place, they're in their mansions with their yoga studios and their chefs, just living it up. I hope you've seen the new spot to reelect Donald Trump with Nancy Pelosi showing off her ice cream. That is just the epitome of what they think about you and me. It's incredible that we are living in this situation right now, that we let it get this far. We need to take personal responsibility for this because we weren't paying attention. Or if we were paying attention and we said something and people pushed back, then we should have said it louder. We should not have let it get this far. The Googles, the Facebooks out there, Mark Zuckerberg now on Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I have something going on in my ear and I thought this was going out on the air. So yes, I'm still here. But when I hear things in my ear, I lose my train of thought. But let's see, where are we going here? Oh, I'm just so fed up with all this. I hope you are too. And I want to see you Saturday. I want to see you at Rancho San Rafael Park. I want you to bring signs. You can wear a mask or not. And I'm just going to have to tell you over the air because Mark Zuckerberg is taking it upon himself and his company that we know as Facebook of taking down any posts that talk about going out and expressing your First Amendment rights. Lockdown protests organized on Facebook will be taken down as harmful misinformation. Harmful misinformation. You have no rights. I hope you're happy. If you're not, then we'll see you Saturday. I'm posting this on, well, I'm trying to post it on Facebook. Get the times and everything out there for you. Again, Las Vegas, Carson City, Reno, all coming together. It's your chance to sign the recall petition. If you feel sick, if you have compromised immune systems, then you make the decision for yourself. I'm not going to pressure you. But I get it because people are scared. I have a compromised immune system. You know what? We're going to talk about compromised immune systems when we come back from this quick break. Because you may be making yourself even sicker and not even knowing it. Because we put our faith in people like Fauci and Burks. Because they're a part of the system. I'll explain what I mean after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 99.1fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
The Monica J Show on 92.3, 99.1 FM Talk, and we're going to take it on the road on Saturday. Starting at 11 o'clock, I am going to be live. I know, that's a Saturday. Saturday, April 25th. We're going to be live out at Rancho San Rafael Park. So what we're going to do is we're going to take it on the road and have a little march. Heading south on Sierra Street from Rancho San Rafael to First Street. East on First Street to Virginia Street. North on Virginia Street to 9th Street. West on 9th Street to Sierra Street. And then north on Sierra Street back to Rancho San Rafael Park. So we're also going to get you some exercise. And like Saturday, last Saturday, we are not storming anything. It's a peaceful rally to get our city, our county, and our state back open. Boy, I wish people could take responsibility for their mistakes. And I'm not going to do the whole I told you so thing, because I said it from the beginning. But we can't let this go on any longer. I do want to know what you think, though. So 991fmtalk.com, answer today's poll question. Do you think it's too early to open up Nevada? Yes, no, or never should have been closed in the first place. And I want to know your thoughts at 884-9910. The graphs were wrong. The numbers were wrong. The professionals were wrong. Happened in certain areas because, well, I'm sorry. Have you been to New York? It's pretty darn disgusting. It's pretty damn dirty. I'm surprised they had the issue with COVID-19 and not with the plague, personally. But their overwhelmed staff seems to be able to make TikTok videos, go out on the streets and see the firemen displays with honking the horns and the lights, getting all these thank yous. Took the Comfort medical ship there. Nobody really used it. Treated a few people, but not to the hype that Blasio and Cuomo were making it out to be. Or were they just making it out to be to once again blame the president? Yeah, you guessed it. If you want to follow somebody who has some intelligence, because I have a weakened immune system because I have a genetic lung issue. So I have a tendency to study a little bit more on lungs, on breathing, all the little different pieces and how things affect you, how even hot and cold air affects you. So when Dr. Shiva came out and was talking about how these ventilators and being incubated is actually, or sorry, intubated, is actually bad for you. It all makes sense. Staying inside your home with all the germs and everything building up, even if you're wiping surfaces down, is not as good for you as being outside. Having contact with people, smiling, laughing, living life. Because when people are shut in, they get depressed. The vitamin industry is so big for good reason. We need our vitamin D's, we need our vitamin C, but we also need to be able to get it naturally. And Governor Sisolak is just, boy, the people that he is surrounding himself with. You got beaches open at Lake Tahoe, but you can't go out and play golf. You can walk around the golf course, physical distancing, of course, but you can't play golf. Golf is the least contact sport out there, if you even consider it a sport. You don't touch people. You got your clubs? Clean your clubs? Clean your balls? The only time people usually touch each other is when they slap a buddy on the back and said, ha, ha, nice. Didn't even get it on the green. So maybe no back slapping. But being outside is good for you. And they even want to tie your hands on that. When the rest of the country is starting to open these bigger states than ours, only 3 million people here. Sisolak, no plan to start opening it up anytime soon. We're going to drag our feet. And I'm going to tell you how the Republicans are fitting into all of this when we come back after this Fox News update, because it's a real eye-opener during this primary season. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
FM Talk, radio, 99.1, KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I'm so glad you're with me today. Sharing in the frustration together. We can share in the frustration together on Saturday as well. Hey, 884-9910 if you'd like to call into the show today or send me a text. Yes, that is also our text line now. And log on to 991fmtalk.com for today's poll question. Do you think it's too early to be reopening businesses here in Nevada? Yes, no, never should have been closed in the first place. Check out these answers from yesterday's poll question. Should the practice of shaking hands and hugging people you know or don't know be removed from society standards? A lot of people pushing this. 4% of those participating in the polls say yes. Just leave it all behind. No contact. 42% of those participating said no. 44% should be up to the people. I like that answer. It should be up to the people. If you want to shake my hand, I want to shake your hand. If you don't want to shake my hand, that's not going to hurt my feelings. Somebody posted 7%, actually. Ask George Orwell. He knows. And someone also posted, only when you or the other person is known to have. They wrote this wrong. Only when you or the other person is known to have no contagious disease. This is just the way we're operating now. When something happens and the narrative is pushed for fear, well, then we all lose. And we all get suppressed. You're not allowed to have your own opinions about it, your own thoughts and feelings, because everything is going to be regulated. You think it's just one mindset out there of like Bill de Blasio saying, report your neighbors, take a picture, and then you can text it to this immediate law enforcement dispersal? People are being robbed and they can't get immediate law enforcement response. But if you don't have a face mask on or gloves, boom, the police are right there. Do you think that's just Bill de Blasio pushing that? It's not. This is what we're looking at right now. Welcome to communism. Welcome to socialism. Just leaking it in for your own good. And people fall for it in the name of safety, security. Oh, won't somebody please think of the children? 884-9910. David operates a soup kitchen. I would love to talk to David. Hello, sir. Happy Tuesday to you.
Hi, Monica. How are you?
I am doing fabulous. Thanks for calling the show today. What's going
on? I'm making some soup. I'm making soup right now, and I'm underneath the Wells Bridge at the slab where the most homeless are, and it's incredible the stigma around the homeless people. And, you know, when you tell them that you're feeding the homeless people, they just kind of shut down. And I'm a veteran. I'm stuck here in Reno because it's my primary VA, and I'm just trying to do what I can do, you know?
And, David, that is you're a blessing for God that you go out and you do that. But why are people still out on the streets if there is a virus going around that is supposed to be so deadly and there are beds open at the Reno Event Center to help those that are homeless? You're there. You're on the street. What do they say?
Well, they don't want to go to that place. Most of these people are on dope. They're crazy or they're both. But they're still hungry.
And they still have to be taken care of.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, there's a couple of people like Art and Lisa from the Recovering Addicts Unit that bring food. They bring me water to hand out to people. I've been getting a little donations here or there. Like, I need more soup pots. I need, like, a two-burner outdoor cooking thing, because I'm making all this soup in my camper on my truck. And my street name is Doobie now.
Doobie?
Everyone calls me Doobie, so I'm Doobie the Soup Pirate.
You know? Doobie the Soup Pirate. That's much better than the Soup Nazi from Seinfeld.
Oh, yeah, no, the Soup Nazi doesn't have anything on me. You know? Hi, you scurvy sea dog. I'll have you eating soup until the ship goes down, matey.
Well, David, how long are you going to be down there? Because if someone listening wants to help you and they want to drop by something to you, what?
I'm going to be here. I don't know. I'm not going anywhere. I have to go to Walmart and get supplies, you know, every few days, and a phone card because I'm almost out of minutes from my phone and, you know, stuff like that. But I'm underneath the Wells Bridge at the end of Commercial off of Sutro, you know, right next to the river. And I'm making soup right now, and that's pretty much all I do.
All right. Well, I don't want you to eat up any more of your minutes. I'm going to send some people, hopefully, your way. Are you there every day?
I'm here every day right now, so far, until I find a place that has more hungry and homeless people than this.
All right. Well, bless you, David, and or Doobie, whichever you would like to go by. We're going to send some people your... Late for that soup. Get you some better resources, because, you know, there are better prices out there rather than just Walmart.
I sure need some help. Any help will do.
All right. We'll get you the help you need, David.
God bless you.
God bless you, too, and what you're doing, actually, being down on the front lines, being in the trenches. We know that the homeless that are still out on the street are the people who refuse to go into the shelters. but they still need help. The city's not going to do it. The county's not going to do it. So we have to take it upon ourselves and help those less fortunate. So bless David for doing that. Wonder what a police response would be. Probably nothing. Because the police chief of Reno, he's moving on to bigger and better things. Wait for the announcement tomorrow at the Reno City Council meeting, which they will be having virtually, which you can find on my, well, it's not my website. Go to the 991FMTalk.com website. Go into the schedule, hit weekdays, and you see my picture pop up. Go in there, and there's some interesting things for you to find. Like the Washoe County School District virtual meeting that is going to be happening that you should be participating in. The conservative talk lunch that happens on Wednesday, on tomorrow. And it's got ways for you to, links for where you should be going. Today is that virtual meeting with the Washoe County School District. That's so important for you to, so important for you to participate in. 884-9910. Let's go back to the phone lines. And are we going to take David first? Okay, we're going to take Linda first. Hi, Linda. You want to talk about SBA loans?
I was just, no, not the SBA loan. No, I was just on the phone. I lost a check and I was calling a huge bank. And it was an 800 number. And I said, where are you? And he said, New Jersey. And the guy's at home. He lives in the suburbs, not affected by this at all. He said, I can't believe that we're all stuck. So I just wanted to say it's just not us here in Nevada. And I moved, and about the petition, I moved from Washoe County, from Reno, after 26 years to Wellington in August. So I can't sign the dang petition.
Yeah.
Which I'd love to sign. And
well,
no,
you know,
way, right?
Linda, no, you can't sign it, but you know what? You can do even better. You can help get signatures. That's
okay, because I still have an office in Reno. And but I don't, you know, it's supposed to be a residence address and I don't like lying, so like I'm not a politician, so I don't like lying. Anyway, so that's it. But,
well, but you thank know, goodness anyone, for you, Linda.
Well, anyone around here, and guess what? I'm even a lawyer. So, and I hate to lie. So, you know, it doesn't matter who you are. You still can be an individual.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody around here probably doesn't even know about the petition. So
yeah.
I can do a walk around.
Yeah,
I
please.
I can do a walk around easy.
Contact fightfornevada.com and the information on there for Angela Blass or Barney Wadley and get you set up because that's what we need. Because the media doesn't publicize it. I'm the only one that talks about it. And we can only do so much with Facebook and the few resources that we have. We need people
right.
to be involved. So,
well, the only radio station I can get is you. So,
oh, forced listening.
I mean, I
love it.
No, that's not true. I would listen to you anyway, but I used to call you when I was lobbying back in the last legislative session. But
oh,
in any
yes.
event, but in any event, you know, unfortunately, I'm not going to get 18,000 signatures or
well,
248.
But you know what?
There's only 1,000 people out here, maybe.
But you know what? Every signature helps. So, Linda, thank
That's
you
right.
so much. Thank you so much for your help. And thank you for calling in about that guy from New Jersey, because, yeah, the media is not being honest. Imagine that. Cuomo, not being honest. Blasio, not being honest. Imagine that. Let's go back to the phone lines and check in with David. Wants to talk about jumping the gun and opening too soon. Hey, David.
Hey, Monica. Hey, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, you know, I mean, I've been listening to you all morning and all this week, and it seems like you're really on the side of we need to open now and get things moving. You know, it's good to take reflect and listen to the other countries like Singapore and Hong Kong and other countries where this came out of, that they are I think Singapore stayed open, and now they're seeing a rise in cases there. So I think we have to kind of give the politicians a little credit because they don't know. I think they're scared. I think if the models are correct, that if we can keep our distancing away, maybe it's working, but maybe they don't know. You know, maybe you are right that we could open, but
David, the models aren't correct, and we are still not even close to anywhere being near flu deaths. You know, I get it. If people want to social distance or physical distance, that's fine. But we've had 18 deaths here in Washoe County for as many people as we have had. There are a lot more people who are going to lose everything. Business owners. I cannot stress this enough, David, that yes, precautions need to be taken. And I don't mean to sound callous, but nobody else wants to take it on to sound callous. But how many deaths make up for the loss of an entire country's economic system?
Yeah, I think, you know, when Rumsfeld said the unknowns and the unknown unknowns, I mean, it is a leap of faith. All I can look at is other pandemics 100 years ago and what they did. This is fairly new for us to actually get to go through this. So there is no model saying, what if we did leave things open? Because we didn't leave things open, we are where we are. And I think President Trump was trying to say that, you know, 600,000 people killed in the Civil War. He doesn't want to do that. So, and I'm a Trump, I believe in what Trump's saying. I think he has well-educated people around him that maybe they aren't telling us everything, but they don't want to tell us everything. It would set panic on everybody. So, you know, those are...
Well, I think the media has said enough to panic everybody. David, I love talking to you, but I got to take a quick break here. I'm going to totally ruin everything. If you want to stay on the line and continue the conversation, then stay on the line. But I got to take a quick break here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Younger, smarter, better. FM Talk, KKFT, FM 99.1 is FM Talk. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk. KKFT.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Monica at 991fmtalk.com. That is my direct email, and I love reading emails on the air, so I'm going to take this one from Wanda. She just emailed me a few minutes ago. Yeah. Wanda's in California, but it doesn't matter because we love Truckee and Tahoe, and we're all a part of the same thing. Eastern California and Northern Nevada, we're one big happy family. So Wanda sent me this morning. Under what constitutional authority are we being told where we can go, etc.? If people don't want to get sick, they can stay at home without the Orwellian tactics. Perhaps this is practice for the leftists so they can now form the tyrannical authoritarian government against which we have no defense. Since they can lock up a surfer but release the bad guys from jail. I don't mind admitting that I have grown very afraid of local, state, and federal representatives and dumping sand into skateboard parks. Where will it stop? Wanda, thank you so much for the email. Where is it going to stop? Because before they were dumping sand into skateboard parks, which, by the way, your tax dollars will now be used to clean it out when all is said and done. Before that, they were removing swings. They were removing basketball hoops. There is no constitutional authority for them to do this. That's why you need to exercise your rights and come on out Saturday at Rancho San Rafael Park, 11 o'clock. I'll even be there before that if you want to come out a little bit earlier. If you don't let your voice be heard now, then what is it? Have you given up?